April 15th, 2020. This is Philpcast. This is episode 40. I finally feel like I'm getting to know what I'm doing with this. Once again, coming to you high atop the CreoCo World Headquarters building in beautiful downtown Otley, Iowa. This episode is brought to you by CreoCo. Biscuits are your best friends. CreoCo. So I got some old stuff. I got some new stuff. I got some new stuff to me. It's kind of fun doing this weekly. If you have music you think we should hear, and I need more music now that I'm going out weekly, point me toward it. Bandcamp pages, CD Baby pages, websites. We're always playing new music. And if you hear something that you like, you can go to philpcast.blogspot.com for links to all the music that I played on Philpcast. Support Philk and Filkers. Support independent music. Now let's get the music going. Kat Greenberg's first solo album is coming out soon, so she sent me a couple tracks. It's sounding really good. From Alone with Friends, this is Kat Greenberg with Mermaid Justice.
A girl once wished for freedom and a dragon granted it. But what she didn't know was never trust a dragon's gift. For with no plan, just journeying, he could twist it as he chose. And the trap of ocean waters is still a cage door closed. They say a woman's scorn burns hotter than hell's ire, but a mermaid's rage is fiercer than a dragon's fire. First, all she could do was add the water of her tears. Then slowly she overcame the weight of all her fears. The sorrow turned to anger at how she had been used. She went in search of others this dragon had abused. To say a woman's scorn burns hotter than hell's ire, but a mermaid's rage is fiercer than a dragon's fire. She gathered other mermaids by the same dragon deceived, and visited the sea witch, and a redress was conceived. For justice lure him back to that beach upon the coast, to take away from him the thing he treasures most. Scorn burns hotter than hell's eye, but a mermaid's rage is fiercer than a dragon's fire. As a gift, and greedily accepted, then it hissed as he grabbed it. Snake scales grew as dragon wings shattered on the sand. He would never saw the sky again, a mere snake upon the land. They say a woman's scorn burns hotter than hell's eye, but a mermaid's rage is fiercer than a dragon's fire. Than a dragon's fire.
I came into Philk a little late for the Black Book Band, but I've somehow managed to play with most of them now. Not sure how. From First Contact, this is the Black Book Band with Harbors.
Thank you. tall ships point the way, and my children or their children may go out there someday.
If I live a long time, and if mankind turns once more to dare
seen the harbor and the ships so proud and bold, and the children born this morning may already be too old.
In our mundane life there's no one happier. I'm contented to live planet bound, for time has passed me by. But my children and their children are well worth dreaming for. The glories of tomorrow lie golden at their door.
And I have seen ships departing gleam, and the witnesses of wonder are forgiven when they dream. We have seen the harbor, and the tall ships point the way,
and our children or their children will go out there someday.
Seltzer, put all of your music up on Bandcamp so we can all hear it. Soon. From Storm Shadow, this is Adam Seltzer with The Radio is Haunted.
Crossing by the graveyard just a couple blocks away from the malt shop that's been empty since the Eisenhower days. Purple night, the moon is like a nickel in the sky. They got bark outside of the empty malt shops in a little while. The radio is playing that song by the Cavaliers. Always makes me feel as though you're whispering in my ear. Haunted, haunted. The radio is haunted tonight. The radio.
All the time.
days dancing to the very same Frankie song that the radio just played. Song that always makes me feel like this. Earth Angel Blue, Moon and Volare, and all these dance songs that remind me of the way I loved you in springtime. I loved you in July. I loved you in December when the snow's too high. I loved you in black. I loved you in white. I loved you 40 years ago. I love you tonight. I'm just thinking about the way that we used to hold hands and listen to the radio the first time we danced.
Particularly silly Chris Conway song done by some very, very serious musicians. This is Play It With Moxie from Play It With Moxie Live with the Alien Jellyfish song.
One, two, three.
Town. I'm excited as I'm walking down the street. I walk into a bar and you're the first one that I meet. I get a job behind the piano, you work behind the bar. I have to admit, my gaze doesn't shift far from you. And sometimes you look back at me, and I'm just about as happy as a piano player can be. And I feel the world turning around and around. I can see the stars fly around and a long, long time. So I fly you in a starship away from the Earth. Every second takes you further from the planet of your birth. I say, do you want to turn back? There's still plenty of time. And you say, nothing on Earth is gonna change my mind. And I feel the world turning around and around. I can see the stars fly.
Thank you.
is not my shape. I turn back into a jellyfish suspended off the floor, and you say, hey, baby, that just turns me on some more. Then you start laughing, and you say, I won't believe. And you turn into the cutest jellyfish I've ever seen. You say you've been stranded on Earth for 10 years alone, and you say, I've gotta thank you for taking me home. And I feel the world turning around and around. I can see the stars fly.
Nineteen Action News put out several great albums, and they have been inactive for close to 10 years now. Makes me sad. They made some great music. This is 19 Action News from Lost in Space with GPS.
Warning. Your vessel is off course. Please adjust heading to... Error. Cannot connect with main database. Please contact your superior officer for further orders. This message cannot be disabled.
Light years from anything, even a star to collide with. Well, I would give anything for just a person to ride with, to laugh or to cry with, or commit suicide with. I don't mean to be vulgar, I just keep getting older. I need someone to talk to or just cry on the shoulder. These electronic voices, well, they only get colder as they repeat the same messages over and over.
In the times I'd rather be dead.
I finally got around to getting Steve Savisky's album, and I've been meaning to for ages. He's a wonderfully clever songwriter and a great guitar player, too. From Coffee, Computers, and Song, this is Steve Savisky with Uncle Ernie's.
When Babbage's birthday rolls around, we hold our annual shopping spree. With every CPU you buy, get a floppy disk completely free. With acres of used computers here, the biggest selection in the land. Prices from just 50 cents to 750 grand. It's Uncle Ernie's used computer, Babbage's birthday bargain bash. Once-in-a-lifetime discount deals, all sales are final and strictly cash. We've Altair, Zoom-size, Apple IIIs, and PC Juniors by the score. And if you fancy something big, a mainframe's only slightly more. Take that 7090 there, such MagTape drive did you ever see? And whether it runs with tape or cards, get a floppy disk completely free. It's Uncle Ernie's used computer, Babbage's birthday bargain bash. Once-in-a-lifetime discount deals, all sales are final and strictly cash. If energy bills are out of sight, don't sit and shiver in the cold. To help you beat the cost of heat, we're offering real-time control straight from the nuclear industry. Here's a real hot number just for you. It glows in the dark a little, so it makes a dandy nightlight too. It's Uncle Ernie's used computer, Babbage's birthday bargain bash. Once-in-a-lifetime discount deals, all sales are final and strictly cash. Now in the robot section here, we've Heathkit Heroes by the score, and a couple of custom models that were only used in one Star War. Robbie here is a great machine. Did he ever see such a friendly face? The price is very low because we found him drifting lost in space. It's Uncle Ernie's used computer, Babbage's birthday bargain bash. Once in a lifetime discount deals, all sales are final and strictly cash.
Every time I dig into Moss Bliss's All the Love, I find new treasures. This is a really lovely take on a Cat Faber song. This is Scale.
I hope when I die that my worth will be clear, that life will be different. Because I was here, I hope that some measure of knowledge or grace I brought will outlive me, my track and my trace. And I don't want infinity noticing me, eternity crowding my shoulder to see. It matters enough if I triumph or fail while living my life on a humbler scale. 4.5 billion the Earth's years unfold. The sky that surrounds us is three times as old, so it's easy to see, and the answer is flat. No one is going to matter to that. So I don't want infinity noticing me, eternity crowding my shoulder to see. It matters enough if I triumph or fail while living my life on a humbler scale. A drop in the ocean, who cares if it thrives? And yet in that drop may swim thousands of lives. To measure your value, the scale will be true. That measures the beings who matter to you. And I don't want infinity noticing me, eternity crowding my shoulder to see it matters enough if I triumph or fail while living my life on a humbler scale. The earth will not love me and time will not spare. The sky won't respect me. But what do I care? One scale is the measure of merit and strife. The scale of the people I hold in my life. And I don't want infinity noticing me. Eternity crowding my shoulder to see it matters enough if I cry no more fail. While living my life on a humbler scale.
I've almost played the entire EP now. That means that Astrosony needs to put out more music. It's a simple equation. This is Astrosony from Sounding with the Stars with Chances and Choices and Fortunes and Fates.
Fate plays cards and chance throws dice, and we mortals pay the price. And sometimes it's more steep than we can bear. They bring ruin and renown, build us up and tear us down, and fill glory and despair. But the strangest things they do are the ones like meeting you. Some chance or choice or fate that seems so small that it's only looking on. See it change the future after all. So we'll go on. So we'll go on. So we'll go on. Do you think that if you'd stayed, you could fill that mold? Instead, you chose to break it and go free. And no leaving left you scarred, and the life you built is hard. You made your own imperfect destiny. Do you think if you'd been shown will turn into a home, turn into home. Fate plays cards and chance throws dice, and we can't afford the price of games that gods and universes play. But whatever brought us here, now I choose to keep you near, and I'll fight whatever force gets in our way. And fates, so we'll go far, never alone. And someday these someones who started out strangers will turn into home, turn into home. So we'll go on, shoulder the weight of our chances and choices and fortunes and fates. So we'll go far. Somehow these someones who started out strangers turned into home, turned into home.
I haven't played the Galapagos Mountain Boys in a while. Dr. Stephen Baird writes scientific gospel music from Darwin Darnit. This is the Galapagos Mountain Boys with Smoking Rocks from Heaven.
Out breaks Mars and Jupiter, a planet did not form. There's just a belt of asteroids whence meteors now swarm. They batter Mars, our moon and Earth, and kick up quite a fuss. A big one got the dinosaurs, another may get us. 100 million pounds a year of cosmic rocks impact. Some are just dust, some mountain size with which we might get whacked. Each 50 million years or so in some foul cosmic plot, a mass extinction makes us think we took a giant shot. Smoking rocks from heaven.
Heaven.
Drops of cosmic rain smashing in the Yucatan
and the Arizona plain.
Smoking rocks from heaven.
Heaven.
Killed the dinosaurs, maybe even brought us microbes
all the way from Mars.
On March 18, 2004, an asteroid passed by. Missed by 30,000 miles, so underwear stayed dry. We saw the rock 4 days away and knew that it would pass. When it flew by, we heaved a sigh. Blind luck had saved our ass. March 31, 2004, a big 10-meter rock missed us by just 4,000 miles, so we dodged quite a shock. We didn't even see the threat till it had passed us by. We could have been blown straight to hell and never have known why. Smoking rocks from heaven.
Heaven.
Drops of cosmic rain smashing in the Yucatan
and the Arizona plain.
Smoking rocks from heaven. Hear the tolling bells when the big one hits us, then
it's back to single cells. Heaven.
And now for the news.
Roy's looking for Filk events, house Filks, concerts, and bands on tour, and in any country. If you're doing an online show, let me know and I'll talk about it. If you're having an online music circle, let me know about it and I'll talk about it. I want Filkcast to be the place where you can find out about Filk everywhere. So what's going on? The Pegasus Brainstorming Poll is open. There's a bunch of online shows coming up. Sarah Edani, who we played last week, will be playing via her Facebook page from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time on April 15th and 16th. Alexander James Adams will be playing live on Twitch April 16th and 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Heather Dale will be playing April 17th at 2 p.m. Central Time on Online Concert Thing. My band Cheshire Moon will be playing April 18th on YouTube at 2 p.m. Central. S.J. Tucker will be playing April 22nd, 2 p.m. Central Time on Online Concert Thing. And the Festival of the Living Rooms number 2 will be May 29th, 30th, and 31st. I will get more information on that as soon as I can. And if you want to know about all the online shows, go to filkstreams.org. It has an online performance schedule. It's run by Eric Distod, and you can add things yourself. Go take a look at that. He's trying to keep up on everything that is going on online. Thank you for listening to episode 40. You can find playlists and links at philkcast.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Philkcast will be back April 22nd. As always, send me requests, send me music, send me links to music. Always looking for new stuff. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at ericcoleman@gmail.com. Please help spread the word. I missed this when it came out last year. Valentine Wolf are putting out a new album soon, and all the lyrics are from Emily Dickinson poems. Yeah, I know, that just sounds so cool. I can't wait. From the upcoming CD, Only Gossamer My Gown, this is Valentine Wolf with I Felt a Funeral. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again next week.
Lemon curry?